We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. And tonight, we have a special event. The first Friday night of every month, we're having a prayer meeting at the church. And so if you would like to join us in coming before the throne of grace, we're going to be at our sanctuary tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have the heat on if necessary, the air conditioner on if necessary, whatever we need to do. But tonight we want to invite you to come out and join us as we are praying and asking God to build his kingdom here in Brevard County. If you have unsaved loved ones, if you have healings that you need in your body, whatever it might be, we invite you to come out. We're going to agree together in prayer and touch the throne of grace. And so here on this Friday, we just want to say thank you again to the various businesses that help defray some of the financial costs of this program. If you'd like to help us with that, we'd the address is 165 North Grove Street. If you're making a check out, make it out to Merit Assembly of God. It's a tax deductible donation. And we give, you know, receipts at the end of the year for all of those things. But there are some people, businesses in our congregation, they feel very strongly about this. There's a Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284. If you have heating or air conditioning situations, he just helped us not too long ago get our heater back up and running on one Wednesday where it was one of them decided it didn't want to work and got us up and running in just a matter of minutes. So also there's Jits Concrete. Call Greg, 536-5804 if you need help with any concrete work. And then there's Carla and Dennis from Wyrick Air, 632-9538 in Rockledge, Florida. They also do electrical work as well, so Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical. So if you're in that area, they go all the way down to Melbourne, and I don't really know their full range, but they go all over the place. And so no place is too far or too close. They can come and help you out. And then Advanced Christian Training Schools, the free video Bible school that meets in our Fellowship Hall on Tuesday nights, 633-0432. You can ask for Ted or Linda there, and they can answer any questions that you might have about that. And again, today, here on the broadcast, helping me with co-host duties here is Stephanie Booth, our Women of Worth director. And she's got some exciting announcements that we're going to let her start off with about our upcoming women's meeting and what God is doing in our Wednesday night. So.
Hello. Again, my name is Stephanie, and I'm the Women's Ministry Director at Merit Assembly, and I am just so thrilled to be here today and discuss some upcoming events we have going on at Merit Assembly. We keep our ladies very busy, very involved, very connected. And so if you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling lonely, or if you'd like to just dig a little deeper with God, with your relationship with God, if you're lonely and would like to just connect with an amazing group of ladies, I really want to encourage you to come out to one or all of these events. Just, you know, come in, no commitment, come in, check it out, no pressure, and then I just know you'll love it. I know that you'll be blessed. We have coming up this Monday night is our Women of Worth meeting. It's this Monday, February 9th at 7 o'clock at Merit Assembly. It's just a wonderful time. We all come together, and we have some fellowship, some food. We pray together. We get in the Word together, and it's always a great time. And also, I also teach a small discipleship class on Wednesday nights. This is a small, intimate group, and this is for those that are just want to dig deeper, that need the accountability, and just really, we lay it all out. We pray together. We intercede together, and we get in the Word, and we just see what God has to say. It's very applicable to our situations and what we're going through on a day-to-day basis. So if you're interested in any of those events or if you want any more information, you can always call our church office at Merit Assembly.
454-4263 on that, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. We also want to invite you out to services on Sunday. We have a Sunday school at 9:30. Our worship service and children's church is at 10:30. And then this coming Sunday night is our Grow Group. And so we want to invite you out to that if you'd like. We're doing a Grow Group on praise or on worship and prayer at this point in time. I want to take you in the Word of God this morning to the book of James. The book of James, and we are talking about out of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And I want to take you to a couple of verses, and you might not think that these apply, but I think that when we talk about, especially verse number 16, that you are going to see the heart of God in this. When it comes to when we're asking God, give us today the things that we have, the things that we need. Give us what our daily bread is, and we've talked about how He gives us the ability to produce wealth. We've talked about the work that He gives us to do. He gives us the strength, the peace, and the joy, the satisfaction, the grace that comes with that. And so let me take you to James chapter 2, verse number 14, and it says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." And so when I look at that verse in the context of give us this day our daily bread, what the Holy Spirit is saying through James is that if you see a brother, a person that you are in relationship with, and they are in need, they are either destitute, they don't have food, they lack sufficient clothing, and you have the ability to meet that need, and then you don't meet that need, then that is not reflective of the faith that you are proclaiming. And so I want to flip that and show that that's a reflection of God, that God does have the ability. God is aware of the things that we have need of. He is aware of the needs that we have for food. He is aware of the relational needs and the occupational needs. And so when we cry out, give us this day our daily bread, we are crying out in faith, God, we know that you are able to do this. God's not going to correct a human being and say, how dare you not meet a need in somebody's life today? And instead you say, well, you know, come back tomorrow and I'll meet it tomorrow, when it's in your power to do it today. And I declare to you that God is able on this Friday to give you and to give me the things that we have need of. And his heart's desire is to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And just like you were talking about that, you know, God expects that from us. So of course, you know, we can expect that from God, and that He loves us and He cares for our needs. And that sometimes, you know, it's hard in our own circumstances to see this big God and wonder, how can He look at me and be interested in my need? And I just want to proclaim to you and speak over you right now, God sees you. He sees your situation, He sees your need, and He is not moved by your need. He is our provider. And no matter what that provision is, if it's financial or if it's a healing or whatever, He is the source. And all He's asking is that you plug into Him, that you press in, that you put your trust in Him in providing for that need. And that's what moves God in faith.
Yeah. So, sometimes we think it's just because we have a need, and God is really looking for the relationship aspect there, not just the provision. So I want to address something else. I was, as I was praying and preparing for this, before I came into the radio studio, the question came into my mind, well, what happens when we are praying for A to happen and A doesn't happen? What happens if we're asking God to do something and and we don't get what we have been praying for, is that, does that mean that God doesn't do that? And I was taken to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and it says, "And lest I should be exalted," this is verse number 7, "above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches, in needs and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." You know, and the other day we were talking about how the definition of grace is not just God giving us something that we don't deserve, but it is God's empowerment. And as I was praying about this, God placed it in my spirit that when Paul did not get what he asked for, God gave him something better than what he asked for. He gave him his grace. He gave him the empowerment, to the point that Paul goes on in verse number 10 and says, look, whenever I'm dealing with infirmities or reproach or needs or persecutions or in distresses, and it's for the sake of God. Remember, all of this is right after in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Paul wasn't going through these things because there was no divine purpose to it. There was a divine purpose. And Paul comes to the place and says, when I am weak, then I know that God has made me strong by his grace. His strength is made perfect in weakness. And so if you have been praying, God, give me this healing, give me this job, whatever it might be, it may not be those things. It may be a relationship solution. It might be wisdom, whatever. And I want you to know that today God is going to answer that prayer. It may not look exactly the way that you think that it would. You know, the children of Israel, when they were praying for bread or when they were praying for food, God sent them manna, and manna literally means, what's this? What is this? They didn't know what it was. And God was giving them the bread of heaven. He was giving them a picture of Jesus. And so the God who gave them better in the wilderness than what they'd ever experienced in Egypt, he will do the same for you and I. He will give us today his grace and the answer to whatever we have need.
So. And you know, I went through a season in my life, and I started journaling, and I started getting real in my journal. Like I was dedicated and committed to just journaling daily. And in my journal, I was reading through Psalms, more like the Psalm 25, 26, 27 through 30. And it talks a lot about trust. And I went through and just highlighted all the words trust in those chapters. And I was, you know, just kind of meditating on trust. And I was just real in my journal. And I asked myself, do I trust God mm-hmm. with my needs? And I put in my journal, I don't think that I trust you. And it was trusting with the needs and believing in God through the needs. And for so long, you know, God was beginning to reveal to me that for so long, I was providing for my own needs. And that when a need came up, I automatically just resolved that that need was there because I dropped the ball, or it's a consequence of something I did, and that I had to be in control of my destiny, and I had to be in control of my needs right now. And I had to be the provider of my own needs for that. And God was saying, I don't want you to be in so much control over everything. I want you to trust me as your provider, right, not in your strength or your giftings or your talents. And that was very difficult for me. And so I committed myself, and I remember specifically the incident. I committed myself that day, I am going to trust you for my needs. And there was the very next day, there was a huge mix up with my son's medication. And my son is on a specific medication where he can't go to school without this medication. And so it was dire that this be resolved. And I had actually lost the prescription, and I could not get another one. And I said over and over, I'm going to trust you, God. You're going to work this out. You're going to do this. And so I just called the doctor, and I explained the situation. Well, the doctor was not going to write him another prescription. And so again, that thought came up and that temptation of, well, God, you're letting me down, you know? And then I thought, no, I am going to trust the Lord. I am just going to trust God that you are going to work this out. So I tried again to call the doctor, and again, the doctor came back, absolutely not. And I had to make that choice again. Okay, God, I'm trusting in you. And I had to rest and just pray and just believe. And then it was the oddest thing. That afternoon, I had pulled out a drawer and the whole drawer had dropped. And everything in that drawer had dropped out. And it's a drawer I seldom use. And I was so frustrated as I'm picking up all the pieces. At the bottom of that drawer was that prescription. And it's ironic, one, I would have not have seen it had that whole drawer not dumped out. And two, that it was in there in the first place. Still have no idea how it got in there. So again, it was just, thank you, God. And, you know, I expected God to provide for that through the doctor to just write me another prescription. Uh-huh. And when he didn't, I was so tempted to go, oh, see, God, are you letting me down? You know, I'm trying to trust you. I'm giving you the opportunity. And he comes in ways that we just can't imagine. And it doesn't always happen in the same day. And sometimes I've been praying for something and believing for something and standing on the promise of God. And day after day after day, I'm waiting and I'm still standing on that promise, like you said. Mm-hmm. But what he does is he brings in just provision for the day, just enough faith and enough just to kind of feed on that, just that manna was just fed on daily until that time comes where his timing comes.
Right.
And it's trusting him to the end, not giving up in the middle.
Right. We're going to go now and to another passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and it says in verse number 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him it knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And again, there in that passage, God ties in with James there. He's saying, look, you would not give your son less than what he asked for. You wouldn't give him something worse than what he asked for. You might give him something better than what he asked for. And I just want to point out there in verse number 8, it says, for everyone who asks, receive. So when we are praying, give us this day our daily bread, we need to be clinging to verses like this that says, God, I'm not wondering if you're going to answer my prayer. I am confident you are going to answer my prayer. You are going to do it in the perfect way that is going to bring glory and honor to you. And God, I've done the asking, and now I'm going to position myself to do the receiving. And God gives good gifts to those who ask him. There's a similar passage in Luke, the 11th chapter. Luke, the 11th chapter. And I want to read it to you. In, verse number 10, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so today, I just want to point out to you that if we don't ask, we're not going to receive. We have to ask, but we need to ask in faith, saying, God, you said that if I would, you know, say, your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. You said that everyone who asks receives, and he will not only give you the things, but he wants to give you himself, God, the Holy Spirit. He'll always give you better. I mean, God does not give junk. God does not give defective products. He gives you perfect provision. So I don't know if you have anything.
Yeah, sometimes you'll be praying for an apple and it looks like God's given you an orange. And I've been there and done that. there was a point in time where God had really just given me some desires in my heart. And I was so excited about, you know, the opportunities he was giving me and everything. And then all of a sudden, God told me to start giving some of that stuff up. And it was, I was like, this is what I was praying for. This was what you were giving me. And I want, I have more things that, you know, I've been asking for you and believe. And this is, you're taking me the wrong way. I'm asking for apples and you're giving me oranges. And again, it came back to trust. Trust me. And I fought and I battled and I walked away. And in all in God's timing, though it didn't for years, it seemed like, why, God, why did you take me out of such a good season of my life? And I was going the direction it looked like, you know, that I wanted to go, where the blessings were. I thought the blessings were. And in fact, God repositioned me to somewhere that looked the very opposite. And yet through those seasons, God fed me and he taught me so much and developed so much of my character. Because, you know, sometimes what I think was happening was I was relying a lot on my giftings and I was relying a lot on myself. And God had to remove that stuff out of my life to bring me to a place where he could develop my character a lot more. And what doors of opportunity come after that is God's making that way. And having the character behind the gifting will sustain through that. And so, again, at the time, it looked like, you know, I was asking for apples and God was giving me oranges. But, in fact, what he had for me was so much better than I even could have imagined for myself. He didn't just want me to walk in the calling or the things that he had for me, but he wanted me to do it in abundance and have the character to sustain that. And at the time, I just couldn't recognize that. But I trusted him through the hard years. I trusted him through the walking and just day to day. What do you have me to do? What do you want me to do? And listening to his voice daily. And then now coming out the other end, I see more clearly what God's hand, God was at work, even where it seems like it wasn't at work.
As you're sharing that story, I'm thinking about the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. It said that God led them in a path that the people of Egypt thought that they were trapped, you know, that they had landlocked themselves in, that they were lost in the wilderness, and God had not led them that way for their own destruction, but he led them that way so that they would have total victory over their enemies. And so today, as Stephanie's been talking, you know, when we're asking God, give us this day our daily bread, we need to recognize that place of trust in his leadership. And trust that it's not just going to be getting us out of a situation. You know, if you find yourself in a bad situation, the first thing that you want is out of there. You've got to get out out of that sin mess. But the second thing is he wants to give you total victory over that, where he takes it out of your heart. There's a scripture that says that God will not give us more than we are able to bear. And so I'm turning over there in that passage right now. It's in Corinthians. I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's see. 2 Corinthians. Anyway, I think it might be 2nd. No, there it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And I have this mental picture of this verse that most people take this verse to mean that whenever they're in a situation of temptation and the temptation is just about to get the victory, that God will reach down with his big hand and grab us by the hair and lift us up and pluck us out of that situation of temptation and put us in a safe place. But my take on that is that the temptation is only a temptation because of something that is going on in our heart. And the way that God gives us total victory over that temptation is he changes our heart. And so when it says there will not be tempted beyond what you are able, he comes in, he strengthens our heart, he purifies our heart, And this weekend, you know, guys, let me talk to you. And that is, I've known some guys whose families were constantly in financial problems because they would get paid on Friday, and before they would even get home, the men would have already blown their entire paycheck. They would no groceries. Don't know how we're going to pay the bills. No, don't know how we're going to pay the electric bill or how to going to pay the mortgage. And it was because they were getting ready to go into the weekend, and there was temptations everywhere, mm-hmm. and they didn't bear up under that. God, however, has changed a number of men's hearts to where those things that were tempting to them before are no longer tempting. And you know what? God brought financial abundance to their household, and he didn't even add a penny to their income. Mm-hmm. All he did was he changed their heart. And now they had a heart to be faithful in their finances. And so we're about done here on the broadcast today. But I want to pray for you. If you are praying for something and it seems like God has not answered, and some of you may be a little discouraged because you don't feel like God has answered the way that you wanted him to answer, I want to pray today that you will experience the grace of God and know you are receiving. You are receiving today. Now, it may just be today's provision to get you through tomorrow till he brings that ultimate, but we're going to pray that God will give you the blessing. He's going to give you better than what you're asking for, not worse than what you're asking for. And we're going to also pray that if you are dealing with any temptations, that God will give you the victory over that. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you today that you are not a procrastinating God. You are not a God who delays without reason, but Lord, you do everything in the fullness of time. In the perfection of your plan, you bring about the provision. And so, Father, I know right now there may be some who are praying for people's healings, and those healings haven't come. There are people who've been praying for people's for loved ones' salvation, and that hasn't happened yet. But God, we want to thank you for the grace of God that you are still the healer and you are still the Savior. And we pray today, God, that you would empower by your grace and that you would lead in perfect timing. And God, anybody who is battling with temptation right now, God, I don't pray that you just bring them out. I pray that you bring them total victory in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you for it. Before I came here to the studio today, I was talking to someone on the phone. They were talking about how they had just gone to a funeral. And while they were at the funeral, it was a lady who had passed away. I'm sure people were praying for her healing. And what happened at the funeral was her husband gave his heart to the Lord. And her son gave his heart to the Lord while at the funeral. And he showed up at church the next day and he sat in the seat that his wife had always sat in. We serve a great God. God give you today everything that you need. We'll see you Monday on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one.